This is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, February 8th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we are privileged each weekday morning to prepare and share these messages using the technology of the Internet. Today's message is titled, The Only Boasting That Really Matters. The scripture text is from Jeremiah chapter 9, 23 and 24. This is what the Lord says.
Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight,
declares the Lord. I enjoy a series of books that I'm sure many of you have heard of and perhaps used. It seems like they're about everywhere and cover just about any subject you can imagine. I'm speaking of the Dummies series, which began, as I recall, with computer books in the early 90s. There's a discount store in our area that has a huge selection of these books. I like the way they're laid out, and in most cases, the information is more than adequate for my purposes. Actually, in regard to learning about many of the technical issues related to this online ministry, the information in these books is more than adequate, and at times still actually beyond my understanding. I'm sure the concept of MP3s is easily grasped by teenagers, but I just gleaned through enough of the basics to get audio files up on the site, or recently learning how to do this podcast. I don't necessarily like the title, though. Who likes to be considered a dummy? Well, bluntly, we're all dummies in regard to certain areas. Sorry to offend, but it's true. In regard to knowledge, I consider myself a generalist, but I know a little about quite a range of subjects as I have an eclectic range of interests. I have a pretty good grasp of just a few, and know essentially nothing about many, many others.
But above all, we want our lives to be characterized as those who understand and know God. In life, we need to focus on what matters most, and admittedly, that's a struggle. There's so much to know, and as Scripture declares, knowledge will increase. Daniel 12:4. In our day, we have an explosion of knowledge with no end in sight. We expect this particularly in regard to technology. But the main thing remains the main thing and is so powerfully expressed in our ancient daily scripture text. Jeremiah received this message from the Lord some 2,600 years ago, yet surely we can see how timely it is for ours and for every generation. The three aspirations so sought after by people of all generations are mentioned here in our daily text: wisdom, strength, and riches. These are three perennial sources of human pride, which leads to boasting, whether inward or visible for all to see. But God reminds us of that which matters the most, that we understand and know Him. May each of us remember this today and order our lives after this central truth.
This day, as those who love God, may we have a growing knowledge of God and seek understanding regarding His will for our lives as we daily surrender our hearts to Him.
Let's pray together. Lord, help us to remember the only boasting that really matters is that we boast in this alone, that we truly know You and understand that You are the Lord who is just and righteous. Our own pride and forgetfulness of Your wondrous works and miraculous provisions will eventually lead to self-defeat. Our self-confidence, based solely upon our own abilities or wisdom, leads to misplaced trust and compromise in our spiritual lives. The Bible heroes and fallen Christians throughout history who allowed pride to master their thoughts and actions experienced premature death or spiritual demise. The enemy they faced was not on the battlefield, but secured within the walls of their own hearts. Wisdom, strength, and riches are providential blessings that we do not deserve, but Father, you disperse these gifts with delight. May we always heed the warning from 1 Corinthians 10:12. If you think you are standing strong, be careful, for you too may fall into the same sin. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooke. See, we enjoy sharing these messages, and if you could see us, we smile. We may mispronounce a word, or our diction may not be quite proper. We are two very ordinary people seeking to honor God and bless others through our lives. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have a photo up on the site today, not a beautiful nature photo as we often have, but one of my selection, at least a part of them, of my dummies books I took this morning. On a more serious note, we have a link to a song that seems to go so well with the message that I just used several weeks ago in a message as well as a supplement, but one that we really like, written initially by Graham Kendrick, titled Knowing You. Many of you have heard it and sung it, and again, it's a link that should open and play right on your computer. In this case, it's a local church in Canada in their worship service. Well, have a blessed day today. It's very, very cold where we live, and now I can just look outside about 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time on the 8th of February as we prepare the message, and the wind is just howling outside. Thank the Lord for windows and heat. Be blessed today and continue to stay faithful to the Lord.